Middletown City Council chambers were packed with upwards of 200 people looking to talk about last week's Hummer Parade. The loosely organized annual event is known for edgy political satire, but this year several immigration-themed floats were called out as racist. Pablo Trejo works in Middletown and attended Monday's council meeting. He said he felt especially sickened by a float that portrayed children in cages.
I don't consider that political satire. You're spreading hate. You're spreading propaganda. You're spreading, you know, an image that no human being deserves.
Middletown Mayor Kenneth Branner said for most of the parade's history, the community has enjoyed it.
On the 47th year in 2019, that all changed. There were some entries that were offensive, totally inappropriate, and these actions are now going to be addressed for any future gatherings.
Branner says council will appoint a diverse committee of 7 Middletown residents to develop guidelines for the parade and says no permits will be given for it until the guidelines have been approved by council at a public meeting. Activist and former U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Evelyn Harris.
I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect a change so quickly. I do believe that it is going to be important to have public input, but he made it very clear that he's willing to do that.
Branner admits no permits were previously issued for the parade, and the city only provides traffic control. He says it also remains to be seen whether the guidelines will be enforceable. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.